Hey, you're listening to the Treehouse Storyteller. Meet me in the treehouse for God-shaped storytelling. Treehouse Storyteller is where we can come together as messy parents seeking Jesus together and raising kids to love him too. If you aren't scared of addressing cultural issues head on and finding a deeper understanding of the biblical worldview to share with your children, then you've come to the right place. I'm not afraid to be transparent and tell all of the juicy details. Our children are being chased by the world, and it is our job to be well-equipped and know not only how to lead our flock, but successfully send our arrows out into the world one day to build the kingdom. So snuggle up by the fire or soak up the sunshine with those earbuds in and meet me in the treehouse for some biblical storytelling. Hey guys, welcome to the Treehouse. We are still hanging out in Nashville, Tennessee at the NRB. Today I have with me Liz Pittman. You are an author and a speaker and doing something very similar to myself. You have your books, you have your products, all sorts of fun stuff over there in your booth. Very excited to see another creative working hard for the kingdom. So awesome. So welcome to the Treehouse, Liz.
Oh, I'm so blessed to be here. And I love how God connects and how we can encourage each other in our purposes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love supporting small businesses that have a heart after Jesus. And I see that with yours. And it's just incredible. And I'm really, truly blessed to share her with you guys today at the Treehouse. So, Liz, I want to dive in hearing about your recent book.
Absolutely. So, Hannah, it all started with a single puzzle piece that was sitting on my kitchen shelf. And I was a stay-at-home mom. This was about 3 years ago. And I was going to clean my kitchen and I was going to throw out that puzzle piece in the trash. And the Lord got my attention in a nudge in my spirit not to touch that puzzle piece. And for 3 days, I walked past this puzzle piece and I was praying and I said, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through that? And as I was in prayer, he reminded me that so many people feel like that puzzle piece, that they throw out their giftings like they're trash. And as I was praying into what he was speaking, the Lord downloaded this book, Where is the Missing Puzzle Piece? And this book is all about setting the foundation of identity, purpose, and worth in the hearts of children and families.
Wow, that is incredible. I love that. And I can sadly say I've thrown a lot of single little puzzle pieces away.
I can understand if you don't know where they fit. And this was a reality when this happened of just the whole messaging of the book.
Think about all of the lost ones in my vacuum. Oh, that's so sad.
We need you little puzzle pieces
and
everyone.
I know. All right, so give me the premise about this book.
Absolutely.
So where is the missing puzzle piece?
So you can see right here, this is Pete the puzzle piece in the middle. And he's on a journey to find where he fits. He's not sure what he's good at. He's trying to compare himself to everybody else. And how many of us try to do that, where we try to be like somebody else or somebody has a similar gifting as we do. And we're thinking, well, what am I supposed to do? And Pete's struggling with that. He's trying to be like the basketball star and the artist and the singer, and he fails at everything he tries because he's not being who God made him to be. And so as the reader and the listeners go on this journey of discovery, they realize that as Pete finds he's important because he thinks he needs to leave the jigsaw box. Because he doesn't feel like he fits in. And a little boy tells him that God made you for a purpose. You don't need to leave the box. You need to go back and find your fit, your place, because they need you. And they're about to make this big picture in this carnival and they're having such a great time. And then all of a sudden they realize that one piece is missing.
Wow.
And how many of you have ever tried to make a puzzle and that one piece is missing and you can't do it and they can't make it without Pete? And so I won't tell you the whole ending because I want your reader to read it and share the message with their children and the young people in their life. But I will tell you that it has an excellent and encouraging ending.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there is a spot in the book that I want to show you because you can actually personalize it where you can put a child's picture or a group of children or a class in there. And then I really prayed into what the theme verse would be. And the Lord highlighted the word masterpiece. So we are God's masterpiece.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's really cool, Liz. I really love that. So why is identity and purpose such a big part of your heart? And why is that such an important topic in today's culture?
So transparency 101, Hannah, when I saw that puzzle piece on the shelf in my kitchen, I felt like that, where I felt like I was sitting on a shelf in the hall. And sometimes we can feel like that, where we're in the hallway between two doors and we're wondering, God, I don't understand the season of life I'm in, or I'm going through a challenge, or somebody else is having their breakthrough and you're trusting the Lord for yours. And God has a purpose for every season of life, right? Yeah. In this generation, with social media and the messages that they put out online, it is very tempting, even more so than when we were growing up, I feel, to compare yourself. Right. And I believe that the enemy loves to do that. And so the heartbeat in this book, I felt this burden when I saw that puzzle piece, because I empathized with it, that we can't compare ourselves.
Yeah.
And we need to know that we're not lost. Like this, if we can see ourselves as a vital piece of the puzzle in God's masterpiece, then we'll step into our purposes as we seek the Lord and his direction in our lives and in our steps.
That's awesome. I mean, how much do we see that with children? But I feel like this book, I read it yesterday, and I won't give away the ending either, so don't worry. But I feel like it speaks to the adult too. It speaks to the mamas that are reading this book. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, maybe we struggle with where we are, the season of life that we were in. And like you said, you were that puzzle piece.
I was.
I think motherhood often places us in that feeling of being the puzzle piece if we are not truly rooted in Christ and understand our identity in him. And amen. I think that's so, so key to going through this life as a parent, as a mother, raising small children, just really knowing who we are first. So that, I mean, we talk about this a lot on my podcast, like knowing who, it's like the idea of taking the oxygen, putting the oxygen mask on your own face before you put on someone else's, because how can we pour into our children if our cup is empty, right? So this spoke to me in that way, like, oh my goodness, like kids need to read this, but I got something out of it too. Like this shows, it was a solidification of like, yeah, this is my purpose. I'm doing the right thing. This is where God wants me. And we're so often tempted to just quit or go astray. And you know, that remembrance that we have purpose right where God has us. And for such a time as this.
Yes.
So really, and really awesome.
I want to encourage your listeners too, Hannah. The thing that I feel really impressed right now to share is if you're out there listening and you feel like you're that missing piece, God loves to take the missing pieces, those that feel like they're the missing pieces, and he makes you into masterpieces because you already are his masterpiece.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just, as you said, you just need to recognize what the scripture says and realize and root your truth in who God says you are, not who your followers are, not who your friends say you are and everybody else says you are, but who does God say you are? Who does God say you are?
Right.
And he says you're loved and you're valuable and you're his masterpiece.
He's fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Yeah. And in Genesis, we see exactly how he created us in his image. And so, I mean, you have to believe that first before you can believe anything else.
Amen.
So that's awesome. That's really awesome. Yeah, we're preaching here. So will there be a sequel?
Yes, we are. I am currently working on a sequel and it is in the works. So I can't give you a definitive deadline, but I will tell you that there are other stories involving Pete and his pals that are to come. So you need to be on the lookout.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited. I love that. I know that's like the first thing as an author that people ask you, like, okay, this is great. When's your next one? And you're like, I'm still just trying to get this one out into the world. Like, put on the brakes. But I love knowing that there is. I just wanted to know your heart, like if there was another idea in that mind of yours. So that's really awesome.
And in all of the books with Pete and his pals, we want to speak to the message of who you are in Christ and who God says you are, and that you have a vital purpose and who he's made you to be.
That's awesome. That's so important. Thank you so much for doing that. Liz, I want to thank you for sitting down with me today, taking the time to share with our audience
and
listeners.
Honor.
I'm just so impressed with your heart toward this generation. We need powerful voices and writers and authors to be doing this kind of thing, sharing this kind of message with everyone. So I'm just really grateful for that. So where can the audience connect with you to purchase the book? You have a bunch of beautiful products. Where can they go to find those?
So I am the founder of Puzzle Piece Productions and Publications. It all started from the book. And so you can purchase the book at PeteThePuzzlePiece.com. And if you write in the notes section when you're checking out, if you want me to personalize the book, I would love to do that. I've had several people ask me that. And on the website, you can also find from the book, we also have jewelry.
Ooh,
we have
fun.
The Pete Fleshy, who you might see down here.
Oh,
he travels
yes. Here,
the
bring
world.
Bring him up nice and high.
And I kind of live vicariously through him when I get sent pictures from New Zealand and other places around the world.
That's so cute.
And so we have the plushie, we have the earrings, puzzle piece earrings, all speaking to the masterpiece message. We have a men's line, a women's line of jewelry. So I would love for your listeners to go on PeteThePuzzlePiece.com and purchase for the message of spreading the message of purpose.
That's awesome. Guys, you heard it from her. So go there, shop around. Awesome products. I just love it. Grab the book, grab a plushie. Thank you so much, Liz.
Oh, it's an honor. Thank you for the opportunity to spread the message of purpose and sharing Pete's story.
Absolutely. Thanks for being in the treehouse today.
Absolutely, Hannah. God bless you. And I love divine connections.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
This episode was brought to you by Brave Books. If you're fed up with the woke agenda that you see at all of the big box stores and on all of your local shelves, be sure to turn to Brave Books. They are pro-God, pro-America, pro-family, and be sure to use my link below in the show notes to get a free book today when you subscribe, as well as 15% off your order.
Wait, before you go, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Treehouse Storyteller so we can stay connected. Head on over to thetreehousestoryteller.com for more products, artwork, photography, and encouragement. See you next time.